Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. It's been a Lonergan week this week, all right? I see smoke coming from the other side.
It's my electronic cigar. Leave me alone.
I see that.
Listen, I've been a sponsor of 3 Lonergan events. I'm a sponsor of a Lonergan lady shoot with NJ2AS Sunday. And Lonergan debated Cory Booker. Quote of the debate, we need a leader, not a tweeter.
I love that.
Okay, so that went really, really well. You know, we have the Kali family here today. Atenzia Kali, we're doing a pen class.
And we're going to have them in to talk about
that. They're killing people.
Awesome.
I went to a great cigar event last night at the Free and Accepted Masons from Bayonne.
Yeah.
What a spread these guys put on, man.
Oh, really?
I mean, from food to London Broil, they gave away Giants tickets, Rangers tickets. I donated a class. I donated a silver membership.
Did you learn the
secret
handshake?
And they invited us. No. That's cool. They're cool. But let me tell you something. I had a really great time, and I just want to thank those guys from the Free and Accepted Masons in Bayonne for having me.
My cousin is a Mason.
Is he?
Yeah.
If you're not a member of ANJRPC, you need to become a member, even if it's an associate member, for $40 a year, because you'll get the newsletter every 2 months that keeps you abreast legislatively.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the holiday issue that's coming out, the Centerfold is sponsored by myself and Grandmaster Evan Knappen.
It's not and the two of you naked or anything.
No, and there's a free gift inside.
Wow, look at
and
that.
It's a plastic card, double card that's folded, and on one side is Knappen's SAC, Silent Attorney and Consent. On the other side, Gun for Hire sponsored a card that gives you the New Jersey transportation laws.
Hey, great.
Which is the number one question we get here at the Woodland Park Range. And everybody will get one of these if you're a member of ANJRPC or you get the magazine. It's going to be glue dotted in, and you pop it out, and you put it in your wallet.
Very nice.
So if you're not a member, get on the stick, biatches. I watched 2 minutes of Piers Morgan the other night, and they're talking about the crazy woman in D.C. that the police should have shot the tires out of her car and not shoot her.
Hmm.
And again, this is from the movies, and this is bullshit. They interviewed someone from the Secret Service who wanted to be anonymous, and he says that's a movie misnomer where you shoot the tires out of the car. It's very hard to do, and you have to worry about ricochets off the rims and off the ground and everything.
Yeah,
and that's not what they're taught.
Yeah.
And they did not know she had explosives in the car. It was a terrorist threat. Later on, we find out it's a mom who had
postpartum syndrome. Yeah, that's
postpartum depression.
You feel bad after you die.
Postpartum depression.
Yeah.
And but now, of course, all the naysayers and second guessers come out where we should have used less than lethal or whatever, which is a bunch of bullshit. Okay. Speaking of less than lethal,
look, the Capitol Police are the finest police. If I hear one more time that these brave officers did this all without pay.
There's a lot of chatter we're getting about the motorcycle incident in New York City where the guy was dragged out of his car and beat up and everything. And I'm waiting for all of the facts to come out, and I'd like to maybe go over that in detail. What's your thoughts on that, Sandy?
Well, I don't know really too much about it other than the fact that now they're reporting that there were at least 5 NYPD officers involved.
I'm not, until more facts come in, we're going to hold off on that one. But
it just seems a little odd.
Yeah, if it was me when he broke that window, I would have really surprised him with something.
Yeah, exactly.
But the other thing, ladies and gentlemen, I use a 3M product. All of my vehicles, the windows are tinted, and the window tint is very expensive, and it's bullet resistant and break resistant, to be honest. So I have that product, and they're not a sponsor on the show, so I'm not telling you who they are, but it's 3M makes it, and it will stop a few 9mm bullets, and that helmet wouldn't have broke that window either.
And it stops the glass from breaking.
Glass won't break. Correct. Yeah. It'll stay together because of that film. That's on all my vehicles, by the way, because you never know.
You never know.
So listen, also, naysayers, it looks like my threats where I said I was going to punch people in the face if they said Lonergan can't do it. He's 3 points away from Booker.
Nice.
Okay? 3 points.
Nice.
And I want everybody to know that. Now, I'm going to because we're going to have somebody in from the pen class later, Sandy.
Yep.
Was that your thoughts?
Because
he's smart and I'm not. Okay. I got to tell you something right now.
Okay.
Guns are bad. Okay. That's what Booker said. Listen, the NRA had two grassroots meetings in New Jersey last week, one in Morristown and one in Cherry Hill. There's naysayers that listen to the show and they take WAVE files from my show and they send it to the NRA leadership and Scott Bach and other people to disparage what I say. But I don't hold any punches. The average NRA board member is 147 and they haven't done shit in New Jersey. I am Anthony P. Calandro. I am running Calandro for NRA, calandroforNRA.com. Take that soundbite and play it for anybody you want in NRA leadership. Wayne LaPierre is WLaPierre@NRA.HQ.org, okay? Send them an email with that soundbite because I don't give a shit. I'm running under the antagonistic platform. So if you think wasting your time touching your pee-pee and taping what I say and sending it to the NRA is going to work, I don't give a shit, okay? When we come back, I want to talk about these two grassroots meetings. Then we'll have the Collie people on because I'm on fire.
Some people don't know you very well. We'll be back.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment is sponsored by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com. I
got to
get that plate changed. NJ2AS.
Did you drink too many Red Bulls this morning?
NJ2AS.
Yeah.
Filed an amicus brief with the Pantano right to carry case.
Nice.
They filed one, ANJRPC filed one. Remember we always talk about the hammer and the anvil? Well, some bitches, okay? This is what we want. Yeah. ANJRPC.com, $35 a year. Please join. Frank was down at the Cherry Hill meeting. They got their attorneys. They filed a brief also. ANJRPC filed a brief. So these are our New Jersey powerhouses here.
Yeah.
And we need to support them all because who knows? ANJRPC's right. Brief might be weak in one area and NJ2S is strong in another or vice versa. We need that hammer and anvil. So show your support. Even if you don't live in New Jersey, come help us. Because here's why we need help in New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. The NRA sees that Lonergan has a chance. So they have two grassroots events in the state of New Jersey. And I went to one of the events and I got feedback from another event from Tony Bucks. I got to tell you something right now. They were 2-hour-long marketing meetings that we're the NRA and we're here to help. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
bullshit. I'm going to tell you right now, if Scott Bach was not a board member, if Scott Bach was, and you guys, pee-pee touchers that are taping my stuff, send this to the NRA. If Scott Bach was not a vice president of Cherry, executive vice president of ANJRPC, if Scott Bach was not an NRA board member, we'd be sunk because he spoke at both of the meetings. He's the only one. Our lobbyist, Darren Goins, is in charge of 10 states. Anybody ever hear Darren Goins, lobbyist for the NRA
him.
ILA?
Never met him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should email the NRA
and
say,
the biggest Second Amendment show on the air,
we've never
met him.
Never. So maybe we should do like a Where's Waldo? Where's Darren? Okay? So basically marketing meetings by the NRA, just a facade, a bunch of bullshit. Don't get me wrong. I like the women that work in that department. They were there. I spoke with them. They were cordial. 227 people showed up in Morristown.
It's not them.
Over 300 showed up down in Cherry Hill. And I'll tell you what, it was nauseating. Where's the NRA? Where's some print and news and radio advertising for Lonergan?
Right.
He's pro-gun, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Ted Cruz. He's a Rand Paul in New Jersey. NRA, wake up, okay? Wake up. Maybe stop the Mannies and the Petties and get your ass over to New Jersey. Why doesn't Wayne LaPierre, Chris Cox come here and speak and formally endorse Lonergan? What would that take, 3 hours out of your schedule?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Show us that you care. Energize the million gun owners. As an instructor for almost 30 years, I am so tired of hearing. I say to people, are you an NRA member?
No.
What has the NRA done for New Jersey? I was a member. I quit. They're always trying to sell me wine and cigars and NRA chia pets and shit like that. Okay?
Yeah, very true.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Right. I want the NRA to get their ass in gear and boots on the ground in New Jersey. Okay? We only have a few days left before Lonergan's going to run for run against, what's his name, the metrosexual. Well, by the way, during the debates, Booker's mascara was looking real good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was looking real good. He used a bolder color because his advisor said it would help him in the polls.
Help him bump in the polls. Very good. That's very nice. You know, you talk about the NRA. I mean, you've held a number of the biggest... I think record holders, right, in the country?
The three biggest dinners in the state of New Jersey, NRA dinners, and nobody from NRA came except Scott Bach. Nobody. Yeah, and NJ2AS bought a table at every dinner. Frank was there, and Frank's 2 hours away.
Right.
You know, they'll always show their support, and I love them, all of them, for that. I'm like the mediator for all the 2A groups in the state and federally.
I do it,
and I catch shit on all the ends. I don't care, okay? I don't care. You know what else would be nice? If somebody would file a brief for the amicus
this is
brief.
Going to be good.
No, the Colored Coalition.
Oh, yeah.
They should get a lawyer and file a brief also about how banning right to carry is also discriminatory.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly right.
And people keep asking me, where is the Colored Coalition? Okay. And I know it's a different name. I forgot the name of it. But here's one from Al Alonzo. I know you're busy tonight at the Whippany event. Just wanted to let you know I was driving home, work from Newark, and I drove by Shitty Hall, and there was nobody there. And the Colored Coalition,
Shitty Hall.
The Colored Coalition was supposed to be there. Okay. And he goes, he knows things are hard to get rolling in the land of Mayor Media. It could be very well that they were there, but they were all wearing Klingon cloaking devices. Okay. And he wrote, keep working hard on the get rid of Booker. I love you, brother. And then, you know, here's one from Ron Sousa. And I've seen Ron. Ron's been to every one of my fundraisers. I've been to every one of his for Lonergan. And Ron was also at the grassroots NRA media marketing event that was there. At least they didn't ask us for money. I would have set the hotel on fire. This is from Ron.
Don't give him any ideas.
Ainsley Bowtie, listen, can you imagine what a huge difference it would make if black voters finally decided to stop voting for the same people who have been screwing them all these years? Steve Lonergan advocates for the right of all law-abiding citizens to have the ability to defend themselves legally. Who would benefit more than good inner-city people who live in bad neighborhoods? If the Color Coalition, or whatever the F they are calling themselves, would get off their arses and hold an event to urge their people to support Steve Lonergan, we could win this thing, and they would have a friend in place of someone who only uses them for their votes and forgets them the next day. If only Anthony would offer to let them use his range, supply, his staff, publicize the hell out of the event, and give all kinds of credit where it would be due, maybe they would do something for a change. Oh, he's already done that. Never mind. Ron Sousa.
You know, that letter alone is a reason to go rent office space.
From Montville Office
Montville
Suites.
Montville Office Suites.
And we'll plug him the next one, but you're absolutely right. Here's one from Sam Kerner, another one. Thanks for the shout-out on Gunfire Radio, brother. What I said was true about you making a difference, a big difference. What a rush if Lonergan wins. That's from Sam Kerner. How about this one? Paul Nielsen from East Hanover. Hi, guys. Just want to update you. I got my handgun permits today after waiting 556 days in East Hanover.
Oh, my God.
Is that a record? Paul Nielsen. A right delayed is a right denied. Okay? Frank is on top of this with NJ2AS now. 556 days to get his permit in East Hanover. I've heard lately that Sandy's gotten shittier and shittier and shittier in East Hanover, the police department. I've heard it, and there it is.
Ridiculous, too. East Hanover is a pretty nice area.
Unbelievable. How about this one? Anthony, not sure if you... if I should count your reading of my letter on show 122 as my 15 minutes of fame or not. I most likely will, as I don't have much else to go on that has thrust me into such a limelight. Well, I did get to shake Vice President Dan Quayle's hand at a March Air Force, for the Air Force a long time ago. Nonetheless, I want to wish you well in your endeavor to reach the NRA board and extend a heavy thank you. Well, he had to bring heavy into it. Heavy thank you to you for taking the time to read my letter on your show. I am truly flattered. As always, keep up the good work and be assured that you have my wife's and my complete confidence in your actions. Him and his wife signed my petition and mailed it back to me from Nashville, Georgia. And thank you, Eric. I really appreciate that. I probably got more petition signatures from around the country
than from New Jersey. Yeah.
It's typical of New Jersey. Yeah, which is nice, you know. I told you, people go to clubs. We need board approval to sign a petition. Anyway.
That's unbelievable.
Anyway, another letter real quick from Anatoly. I discovered your radio show this Monday, and I already wasted around 10 perfectly good hours listening
to it. We're very sorry,
Anatoly. I ain't stopping anytime soon either. It is very cool and matches very well what I was thinking. Your recent quote from Ayn Rand was the real icing on the cake. Thank you. I got my permits and purchased my first gun, a Glock 17, last Saturday after sitting on the wall for 2 years. Closet gun owner. Mm-hmm. I am also seriously thinking about becoming a member of the Woodland Park Range. Come on in. He goes, I stopped by on Monday and loved everything. Not that I have a lot of experience to compare against. Go visit other ranges. But it surely beats the three places I've been to so far. My boss, who introduced me to the NRA and shooting in general, was incredulous when I said 50 yards. He said it's probably 50 feet. No, it's 50 yards. Anatoly, thank you very much for all of your support. When we come back, we'll be back.
And you can't compare this to anything else in the country.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
How come it's always just a few?
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, W-A-L-D-O-R-F, Chiro.com.
You almost forgot how to spell it.
No, I didn't. Waldorf Chiropractic. WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric Waldorf, Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Dr. Eric.
If you need adjustment, a checkup, spine scan, bone scan, anything you need, please go see Dr. Eric. He's 2A. He's the man. He's a big advocate and supporter of the Second Amendment rights. He's also been out there stumping for Lonergan. Please visit Waldorf Chiropractic or Waldorf Chiropractic on Facebook. Send him a message, like him, pimp it out, send it to your friends and family, okay? Now, I'd like someone to introduce themselves in the studio today. Hit it.
Hi, Carl Atienza, Atienza Kali.
Hey, Carl.
That's Tuhan Carl to you. He's the master.
Tuhan Carl.
Tuhan. So Tuhan teaches classes that he designed specifically for Gun for Hire alumni. People that have firearms ID cards, people that have had background checks. We won't just train anybody off the street. And the most popular class that we teach at the Gun for Hire Academy is a defensive pen class. And a lot of people listening to the show have taken it with their daughters, have sent their sons and daughters going off to college for this class. And Carl, tell people a little bit how the pen becomes the ultimate equalizer.
Well, the idea is to take somebody who's not championship fighter trained and get them to a point where they can use a tool that will multiply their strength against assailants that could possibly do them harm or take lives, protect loved ones. The idea is to give them technology and intelligence in the blade, or in this case, using a pen and the point to keep all of the zombies at bay, if that's a good term.
Now, one thing you have to remember, all our listeners out there, a pen still is approved to take anywhere. And since I've taken Carl's class a few years ago, I go nowhere without a pen within inches from me. And when I travel or go to high-risk areas, I carry a few pens with me, just like you would carry extra magazines. Correct, Carl?
Or extra blades.
Extra
absolutely.
Blades. Absolutely. Carl teaches that if you hit somebody with a pen and it falls to the ground, you should have another one in your pocket that you can pull out. Now, you can get by with just one, but listen to the angle here. We all have kids, loved ones, wives that work in office complexes. In our society today, if your wife pulled a knife on someone who was going to rape her, they would demonize her. Why did she have a knife?
Absolutely.
But if your daughter was in college and she used a couple of Carl's moves with a pen, well, it's a pen. She's in college. She's carrying a pen. Or a stylus or whatever it is. And believe it or not, the class we teach, we use a Pentel clear pen.
Yeah.
Because like I've flown with Rob, my senior instructor here, and they took his pens away.
They took his tactical pens away.
Yeah, because one of them says Uzi and it's got DNA collector on a tip.
Of course.
And the other pen says Smith & Wesson on it. So we teach with a regular pen because someone just asked us, why don't we sell a tactical pen here? Because we want to be on the down low. Right, Carl?
Right. It's a pen.
It's a pen.
And that's all it is.
Regular.
Right. And to take something that's so simple and make it extremely effective in a very short amount of time. I mean, we have a formula for delivering that information where if they rep it even a couple of times, they'll be extremely effective just by targeting alone.
Absolutely.
They use a proprietary target chain that you learn repetitiously over and over again, and it plays right off of to your assailant's moves. Like if you strike them high and they move to the left, then your next strike is to the right, and then they bend over and your next strike is high, and then they're standing up, your next strike. So they all, and you might not be able to land them all, but you only need one or two.
Exactly.
And, you know, it could be a woman who's out on a date with a guy, and she says no means no, and all she has to do is pull her pen out of her pocket, and it's the ultimate force multiplier.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Without
Absolutely.
A doubt. Right, Carl? I mean, mace is one thing, but most women, the mace is in the bottom of their purse. A woman can go on a date and have a pen and stuck where the buttonholes are of her blouse, in her pocket, in her back pocket. She can take it out and put it on a table next to her if she's sitting on a couch with somebody. I fly with them all the time. I use a fancy pen all day, but when I fly and stuff, I whip out those Pentels.
That's a nice pen.
Thank you. And Carl, you would like this tip of that pen, right? That's nice.
Yeah.
That helps concentrate the pressure a little bit, but it's a fancy schmancy pen, so people look at it and go, wow, you know, that's nice. But Carl's trained me where I can get out of any situation. The other thing Carl say, a pen will get him a knife or a gun.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Right,
so,
Carl?
Well, the idea is to be able to use a tool, and this is a lot with our, if I can mention the military application.
Sure.
I mean, those guys will, a lot of the, like, detectives or guys who are going undercover will be in places where they can't print. So the gun will print or even a big blade will print. If they get close enough to the situation and this pen is deployed, it's like the key to your opponent's weapons.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. So by taking that and using it and deploying it, it's like what we say, oh, he's carrying my gun, so I'm going to go just get it back. I'm going to get it back from him.
Yeah.
Right. And the key is that point. They got to get that point. And to us, it's not a pen. It's just a point.
Right.
As long as there's a point, we're good.
You know, my wife took the class. I took the class.
That's right.
And let me tell you, she would at the end of the class, I don't want to give too much away, but at the end of the class, you guys literally show people how to pierce a potato with a drinking straw.
Right, right.
And
correct.
She is freaking deadly with that. She scares the crap out of me because she enjoys it too much.
We have a packed class today.
All right.
And it's about split between male and female, and it's not all young people.
Right.
We got some people in there of age. Now, in our classes, we've had federal air marshals take the class.
Yes, I was in a class with two federal air marshals.
And Carl teaches the class to snake eaters all over the world. They travel around and teach. He can't disclose
snake
who they
eaters.
Teach to, but he does.
Right.
They're all snake eaters, you know. And he teaches not only pen, but knife and a bunch of other stuff. And we met a long time ago. Jay, who used to work for me, who's retired now, met Carl in the range. And then he came to me and he says, "You got to meet this dude. He's the real deal." Because Carl was practicing shooting a Glock upside down and squeezing the trigger with his pinky downrange. So when we approached Carl, he was like, "Well, if you disarm someone, if you get close and pull their gun out of the holster, what position is it going to be in?" So we actually teach that now in our advanced courses, okay? And I'll shoot a gun the way Carl did, upside down, with my pinky on the trigger.
Right.
And because, if I was to disarm somebody from their waistband, I'm not going to – if I try to flip that gun around, I might drop it.
Right.
And just so you, criminals wear holsters, too, just in case you guys are thinking about other holster carriers.
Yes. But, yeah,
criminals wear holsters also.
Yes. So it was a nice thing to do. But Carl, we've had people that can't stand too long because they're old, overweight or whatever.
And that's the idea with blade work. It's not a fitness thing. It's a technology thing. You're using a tool. And, I mean, we weren't born with claws and sharp teeth. We were born with a brain.
Right.
So the idea is to be able to take that, whatever, in our hands. The idea is that we have thumbs. We could shoot, we can use tools, we can build things. And why not in preservation of life and life of loved ones? So the idea is if they're old, I mean, according to the sport rules, if they were old, they die.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Yeah.
The case is like, what if the grandfather had to defend the granddaughters?
Right.
Then we'll write them off because they're old. But with a little bit of training, I mean, how far will criminals really push to go get them? If the person they're moving against is too hard to get to, they'll just go to another person.
Right.
And that's all we're doing. Just now, if they go further than that, yeah, that's probably a different scenario going on. But the idea is to take someone who can't run the 26-mile marathon, who is in a wheelchair or, you know, diabetes or whatever, any condition, and they still can protect their lives, period. And that's it. I mean, it's not like everybody we meet on the street is exactly the same height and weight we are.
Right.
I can't, and then there's multiple aggressors. I can't tell you how many times since taking the class, when I go anywhere where I consider a high-risk area and I'm not armed, I take my pen out and put it in my hand.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You
me
know,
too.
And if you're with a date or with other loved ones, you're not walking around with a buck knife opened
up
6 inches long. I have a pen, but he's taught me the chain, the strikes, and I know some pressure points and stuff with it, and I feel confident enough, like I can really kick somebody's ass with a pen. And again, in our area, the New York metropolitan area, if I was to stab somebody, even if they were intent on killing me, I'm going to have to defend myself for a long time. I want to see how far a prosecutor is going to go that I took a bitch down with a pen.
Right.
You understand? I want to see that happen.
All right.
Are you carrying a pen, counselor? Your Honor, are you carrying a pen?
Exactly.
So don't tell me I was out looking to do something.
Right.
I write things down. You know, we have the gun for hire prescription pad. You know, time for your shots that we fill out when people come and they want to know what gun they shot or anything.
Right.
This is always in my back pocket. I run into people on the street. They're like, "Oh, you're Anthony from Gun for Hire. What are your hours? I write it on my prescription." So I have my prescription pad and pen on me all the time, like I'm the gun doctor, right?
Right.
Which is a beautiful thing. But I always have my pen. Now, your wife is an instructor.
Right. She teaches the women's, we find it easier if women learn from women, and because some of them may be too intimidated by, you know, some of the guys in the group who are in the instructors.
Yeah, guys can be pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
I'm scared of his wife. His wife will take the biggest guy in the classroom and kick his arse, with a pen.
And she's done it.
Yeah, and she's done it.
Well, she's been in some rough scenarios since she's met me, and I told her exactly, you know, it's not going to be what you think. It's not going to be a boxing match. It's going to be multiple people because predators travel in packs.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time a lion took down a gazelle by themselves.
They
have teeth, they have claws, and they still bring friends.
Yes.
If you put a gazelle and a lion in the room together, that lion will whip that gazelle, but they still bring friends with the same amount of weapons. So that's the same. People will be crazier than that because they're smarter.
Correct.
So not only bring friends, they'll bring friends with more magazines.
And lions aren't on crack.
Right. Correct. Yeah. And his wife is maybe 110 pounds.
Right.
Maybe.
She was attacked in Times Square in 2002 by four guys.
I remember her saying that.
People in rush hour, millions of people around. And, you know how it is. You come from work, you see something going on. It takes a minute to process an actual fight.
Right.
By then it was over. She fought out of it. But after that, she'd been training a lot more since then. A lot harder.
I pity those four fools.
That's for damn sure.
So this class, what they do is they go through the chain over and over again. And Carl and his staff, what's the ratio today? Do they have 10 people in there, 10 instructors?
Yeah, I think 10.
10 instructors to about 15 students.
That's not what it was when we were young.
It was literally not a big seminar. You're going to sweat.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to sweat. We get an hour break for lunch, but they go through the chain over and over again.
But like Carl said, you don't have to be, you know, an Olympic athlete to deal with this. I remember I brought a friend who's a computer engineer, mm-hmm. and a couple of fat old guys. We got through it, just fine.
Right.
Yeah, you could take a break. You could say, all right, I want to take a break and sit down for a minute. Nobody's going to kill you. But they just keep testing you over and over in the train. They try different scenarios, multiple aggressors. And everybody, his class has one of the highest ratios of accolades we receive after the class.
Class.
The first thing people say is not what I expected. Everybody thinks that he's going to teach poke him in the eye with a pen.
Right, exactly. My wife talks about it all the time. I talk about it all the time. It's the chain that you developed is absolutely brilliant. It follows great anatomical charts. It follows great physiology. It is probably... It's perfect. It's really perfect.
You're going to learn a lot about the human body when you take the class. Carl, thank you.
Thank you so much, Diane, and everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
He did good. He has a face for radio like me.
Cool. I just wanted to reach out to you guys and say thank you so very much to all of you who have been supporting Gun for Hire Radio's new project that we're calling Guns for the Needy. So many of you from all over the country have been sending your $30 in for the Gun for Hire Radio limited edition I Will Not Comply t-shirt. And so many of you have written back and told us how much you really like the shirts. They're all individually custom made right here in New Jersey by Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and we want to thank them for their participation in this program. All the proceeds are going to go directly to legally arming, educating, and training the most vulnerable members of our community. Those folks who are forced to live and raise their families under constant fear in New Jersey's crime-ridden inner cities. We've told you, it's our vision to enlist these newly licensed, educated, and well-trained armed citizens in our fight, and then send them back out into their own neighborhoods to educate their families, friends, and neighbors about the oppressive, unconstitutional anti-gun laws that intentionally make us citizens unwilling victims, subject to the whims of a terminally corrupt political system that rules our courts and the gangs of thugs that rule our streets. Well, thanks to you who have already sent in your money in support of this great project and patriots just like you, freedom, real freedom, is within our grasp. And you've got an opportunity to become part of this historic event. Just simply go to the gunforhireradio.com website and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. From there, you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to donate and get your kick-ass I Will Not Comply custom-made limited edition t-shirt that shows your support. Help us to beat the gun grabbers at their own game. Go to gunforhireradio.com and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. Do it right now. Bloomberg, Holder, Pelosi, and the New Jersey legislature will hate you for it. Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
It is amazing how many people approach me and tell me they listen to Gun for Hire Radio at all these 2A events I go to. And every event I go to, there's one perennial person that's there at every event donating time and money and effort, and that's Ron Sousa. Ron Sousa is the owner of Montville Executive Suites. His website is montvilleoffice.com. Right off of 287 4680 Route 10. You can't believe how close he is. Even near 208 Mingyan Maron. You can't believe that, you know, how close he is to everything. For as low as $59 a month, you can rent virtual office space. Please support Ron. He held a Lonergan event at his office suites. I heard people talking the other night in my place where we did the Lonergan Guns of the Military fundraiser that they could not believe how beautiful
how
this
nice
facility
it is,
his,
yeah.
was.
You really have to go to see it.
Correct. Go on his Facebook page, Montville Executive Suites, and visit the website. But go on Montville Executive Suites and like it and tell your friends about it, because you have to have friends of friends. Anybody you know who's a painter, a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, or whatever, please tell them about Montville Hill Executive Suites, because Ron needs your support, because I'm sure he spent a lot of dough backing Lonergan.
You know,
and
he's
upset that, you know, a lot more people. Like he says to me the other night, the NRA thing, he goes, same faces every meeting.
Yeah.
It's like the same 200 of us move around state to state. You know, I mean, from county to county to county in a state. I'm fed up with it already. Tell your friends and family. Oh, by the way, I saw Arlen Bell this week. Everything's doing good. Thank you, Arlen, for your undying and unwavering support of the Second Amendment in New Jersey. Speaking of support, we had a huge ladies-only class.
Yes, we did.
We had 22 women with 6 female instructors, which was a female-only class. And they had a wonderful time.
They all did.
All newbie shooters. Scott Cost sent me an email. His wife absolutely loved the course. I got a bunch of other accolade emails from the nurses and doctors that attend it. All female, by the way. By the way, I've gotten a few emails from cross-dressers and people that are through various stages of transsexual. We really can't do that at the moment. We're going to start offering a male, female, and others course.
Male, female, and others.
And then we're going to have an others course. So those couple of people, whether it was a farce or not, I derived a lot of entertainment out of it. But the ladies kicked butt, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And you interviewed some of them.
I did. Last week, we brought them in, and we sat them down in between while they were having lunch and going out to the range. And as you said, there were a lot of doctors and healthcare professionals in the group, as well as my wife. And even Diane from Lipstick Bodyguard was here taking the class. So let's take a listen to what they had to say. So during the break, I poked my head into the classroom where the women's only pistol class was being held. And I grabbed a few ladies to come and visit us here in the show. Well, y'all looked like you were having a great time. How's everybody enjoying the class so far?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it a lot. We learned a lot about both safety and loss. Loss for how you are quite surprised, actually, how strict
New Jersey is.
How strict New Jersey is, yes.
There's every indication that a lot more women are coming into shooting and getting acquainted with guns now. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think a lot of women are concerned about also protecting themselves and
today's
world.
Well, you know, crime against women is skyrocketing, and the attacks seem to be getting more and more violent. And even though they're not robbing you sometimes, they're out to do you harm.
Right. They're not going to give you, but they'll hurt you anyway.
They're going to hurt you anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly right. How many of you wanted to, last year, own a gun?
I never wanted to own a gun, but now that everything has changed and crime is so violent and you have kids and you're home alone.
And you're home alone.
Your attitude changes. The world isn't the same.
Yeah, it's very true.
Well, my husband is definitely interested in getting a gun, and if we should have a gun in the house, I felt it was very important that I also knew how to use it and the safety of it.
Yeah, exactly. We have the same issue in my house, which is why my wife is in the class with you guys. Now, how many of you guys live in Jersey? Corinne, I know you
live... I live in New Jersey, yes.
I live in Jersey.
Okay.
I live in Pennsylvania.
Okay, Pennsylvania, you live in a free state, so you can actually carry.
Yeah.
That's great. I like that. I like to hear that. Yeah. That's very good.
I don't think I'm going to carry it around like my pocketbook, but I definitely...
Well, you know, believe it or not, you're saying that now, right?
Right.
And then once you start to understand that, most of the crime that's going to happen is going to happen outside of your home.
Oh, see, I'm thinking opposite, that someone will invade my home, and that's the only time that I would think to go for a gun.
And statistically, quite the opposite is true, which is why we're fighting so hard here in New Jersey to get concealed carry. Unlike Pennsylvania, we don't have that option here.
And I think it's very important, too, with places like this with Guns for Hire, where they train not only gun safety and how to use your gun, but also self-defense classes that they have here, too. Because I think a lot of times somebody attacks you, they don't expect you to be prepared.
Correct. Correct. Predators look for prey.
Right.
So what did you expect? I mean, when you came into the course, what did you expect? Was it exactly like what you expected to happen?
I think it was what I expected. I was very happy also with, Michelle was saying, with all women in the class. It was easier to ask questions. Also, the women teaching the class, and obviously they were very good, both teachers, and had a lot of experience. So
it was very educational and very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
It was very comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was. Yeah, I know. I think that was that's one of the biggest things. Coming in, I could tell my wife was very, very apprehensive, you know, to take any kind of training. In fact, I had to bribe her with food.
These women were very approachable.
They answered all of our questions.
And I think they saw who was uncomfortable.
And they kind of helped you.
Yeah, they helped you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very nice.
How about firing the gun? Was it fun? Did you have fun doing it?
I was actually surprised. I thought I'd do much better with automatic.
Yeah.
And I ended up actually be much comfortable with the revolver in my hand. It was kind of interesting, too, because I figured the other one would be so much easier. But, you know, it's something also they were saying here. If you are interested in purchasing, that you can come here and rent and see what you are more comfortable with before you go to the next step in owning a gun.
Yeah, you put out $500 or $600 for a gun, and the worst thing that happens is, and you see it happen all the time, is the husband will pick the gun for the wife, and that can be disastrous.
Yeah, I don't know about the rest of you, but I think if I should purchase, I would go and try a few more and just kind of see what I'm comfortable in my hand, so that should I, God forbid, need it, that I was comfortable using it right away.
And also that it's fun, you know, and it's something that you want to get and not stick in the draw either. This is something you want to take out and have fun with. I mean, you can really, the shooting sports are kind of fun.
I think I'd stick it in the drawer.
You would, huh? Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, I would practice with it. I liked the revolver, but if I practiced with that automatic gun, the second one that I tried, if I got better at it, I would keep shooting.
It was cool,
That
huh?
one was different, fun. Yeah. Okay.
look at that smile. That was a sinister smile.
I was better at it than I thought it was.
The bigger the gun, the more the thrill. Okay, I get it. That's pretty good.
I mean, I got a little bounce when I shot it, but I liked it.
That's good.
I was like, all right.
That's pretty cool. I like that. Would you recommend something like this for women, and why?
I would recommend this.
Absolutely.
And we heard about it, and certainly I'd had one of my coworkers come with me, and I think you liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah, a lot. And,
a lot.
Yeah. And I do
everybody's
have...
Everybody's smile.
All of us work in healthcare that are here, and we always, all of us, I'm sure, have had experience walking out late at night because you get stuck in the ER with the patient. And can you call the security guard? But most of the time, you don't.
Right.
And around the hospitals, like you said, sometimes it's some of the patients are...
Yeah.
It's very dangerous there because you have... everybody knows that it's dark.
Exactly right. And there are drugs inside.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What else would you say to a woman who was reluctant about even having a firearm? Would it be something that at this point now, have any of you made that switch where prior to this you were like, I don't know, gun?
I have small children, so I was afraid to keep the gun in the house. I thought that, you know, accidents and things like that. But it's actually, now that I got a little education, it's not that easy to shoot, and they're kind of heavy, and it's not like what I thought at all.
It's nothing like you would expect, like the media portrays.
Right. It's not the movies. Yeah. It was fear of the unknown, and now that you have a little knowledge, it's not so easy to shoot. It's a lot safer than I thought it was.
And if it's locked up where it should be with the kids in the house.
Right, if you keep it the way you're supposed to.
Right.
I learned that it was more of a deliberate thing
to
actually load it and point it and,
Right.
do the safety. By the time you get to all of that, my kids aren't going to be able to do it, so I feel safer.
Right.
And also, I grew up, my dad was a cop, so I certainly grew up with, he always had his gun when he came home, and he also hunted, so we had several hunting rifles. And it was never an issue that neither my sister nor I would touch them.
Right.
I mean, it was just understood, and you know, it's with a lot of things, when you, of course, bring up your children, you have to have certain rules.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things. I mean, nobody ever. I went hunting with my dad, but it was never a safety issue. That was the problem. You know, that was not it. If you grow up with it, I think you are more comfortable.
Right. And that's an issue that we all have to be concerned with, child safety. And then you realize that having a gun in the home, in the hands of a capable, trained individual, makes the home more safe for children, not less safe. So, all in all, had a good time?
Had a very good time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent.
I want
to hey, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be right back after this message from Lipstick Bodyguard.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And you hear me say it every week, just make sure it's the real original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstick Bodyguard is 100% made in the USA to exacting specifications, giving you the most potent formula available by law. Lipstick Bodyguard's only available at lipstickbodyguard.com and soon coming to the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil.
Will you stop making noise? How do you even do that? Okay, we're back, obviously.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I have a couple of letters I want to talk about. But, you know, Rob Keller sent me a letter. A guy with a pair of scissors was running around Riverside Park, and he slashed and stabbed five people.
Now, why would you need carry?
Now, of course, you know, we don't have CCW. That's why we also carry knives and we also carry pens.
Yes.
Okay? That's one of the reasons why we had Carl in here to talk about that. You know, I'm going to be on the podcast Bold Departure, which is another Pro 2A Jersey podcast, and it's from the Willett brothers. And Michael Willett, the brother of infamous John Willett, sent me a letter saying don't give in to the political naysayers, you know, basically talking about, you know, people getting off their asses to vote for Lonergan. And, you know, Mike, we're preaching to the choir here, which is unfortunate. I did want to say, if I don't answer your letter, I'm probably going to read it on air. The rest of you, if I answer your letter, I'm not it wasn't worthy enough, and I'm not reading it on the air, okay? But just
wasn't
so you guys know,
yeah.
Last week was a record. I received over 500 emails related to Gun for Hire Radio. And I got about 30 hate mail emails, and keep them coming.
Yeah.
Okay? Keep them coming.
We
I'm at 1267 McBride Ave in Woodland Park. If you ever want to come face-to-face and tell me
stop
by any time.
You know what amazes me about these assholes who send hate mail, and they're using electronic media to do it,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that we have more federal officers in this building who can, in a second, climb into your tiny little cubicle, climb up your behind, and find out who you are, you idiots.
I know who they all are, by the way.
Yes, of course.
I have people
even
that work
that
for
don't,
me.
Even the ones that they don't sign their...
It doesn't matter. I know you.
This is electronic media, you morons.
Here's a letter from Bob C. Anthony, thanks for answering my questions no matter how many I ask, even with you saying my last name wrong every freaking time. Okay? Now, from now on, you're Bob C. Okay?
Anthony never mispronounces
anything. He wants to
know
what the strategy is with Gun for Hire Radio, ANGRPC, NJ2AS, Color Coalition, and everything if Christie gets elected. We can't really worry about that right now.
Yeah.
But we do know that we have a right to carry case. We have a couple of cases coming through. We have all these briefs followed and everything. I don't think Christie has what it takes to be the Republican nominee, but we'll see what happens from here. Right now, we have to focus, Bob, on Lonergan. And then after Lonergan wins, we're going to start picking like Nikki Trunk. We're going to have her on the show, to Barry Sweeney, and some other high-profile Republicans, and maybe one or two Democrats in New Jersey that stood by us. We'll be making a list of people that we're endorsing
for that.
Have there
been any Democrats that still stood by us?
Yeah, down at, what's his name, Van Drew.
Van Drew.
Van Drew's, well, I think there's two or three. No, I think there's like two or three.
Well, Sweeney jumped ship.
Yeah, you know, listen to me. Everybody says I bastardized their last names. Give me a break here.
Dude,
have
we keep
simple
a list
name.
Of malapropisms.
Malapropisms. Listen.
We're going to put an Anthony reel together.
Listen, but all right, so this guy sends me a letter. His name is Dan S-Z-A-T-K-O-W-S-K-I.
You're screwed.
Satkowski? Dan Satkowski?
Oh, we're sorry, Dan.
Dan S., okay? Dan S. wanted to come on and share this, and we might have him on eventually, but this is part of our learning. He's a huge fan of the show, and he appreciates all we do for the 2A community here in New Jersey. You hear that, PP Touchers, that send all the stuff to the NRA on me? He appreciates all we do for the 2A community, okay? So get out of your mom's basement, clean the Cheeto stains off your fingers, stop touching your pee-pee, and get a job and contribute to society instead of trying to undermine my NRA bid, bitches, okay? Now, he writes that, this is Dan S., by the way, the state and country needs patriots like you guys. I'm a pretty good new gun owner, less than a year, and I wanted to write to tell you guys about his story on why he became a gun owner. Him and his girlfriend Teresa bought a house in Sayreville in March of 12. There was tons of work to do, and he procrastinated getting his FID. His father-in-law's law enforcement and advised they should get a gun. Well, Superstorm Sandy came, and we were without power for 10 days. One night, Teresa woke up at 3 a.m., and she saw flashlights from outside our bedroom door. Oh, man. I walked to the door and saw the flashlights myself. It looked as if they were coming from outside the house, someone peering in, or maybe even inside my house.
Ugh.
He closed and locked the bedroom door. Score number one. That's a good thing. And immediately called the local police. Yeah, good luck with that. The police took 8 minutes to arrive. Listen, anybody
amazing.
Here listening to Dan's story? Set your watch timer or your iPhone for 8 minutes and sit there and see how long 8 minutes takes,
exactly.
Okay?
Right.
Think about being scared shit and think about that, okay? Now, the other thing is, during those 8 minutes, he realized the importance of being prepared for a home defense scenario. While waiting for the police, I stood between my locked door, a bedroom door, and my girlfriend with nothing but a 4-inch folding knife in your hand. At least you had that. Let me tell you something, Dan. A good flashlight over 115 lumens would have been a great defense tool because you could blind an attacker.
You say that all the time.
The other thing is, all of our classes, we give 6-inch Cyalume light sticks out. Having one of them with a front door key would have been nice because the police could have let themselves in rather than walking through that house, okay? And he wrote that he would lay down his life for his girlfriend. You're a big man. That's great. But at the moment, I felt I completely let her down, and I was not prepared for a worst-case scenario. That's what happens as alpha males, Dan. You felt like you were vulnerable, which put her at risk, okay? And he felt foolish sitting there with a measly 4-inch blade while multiple attackers could be barging in. The police showed up, checked the house, and found nothing. They were polite and said it was their pleasure to come and make sure we were safe. That's their job, and that's why we respect the police, all right? But he resolved himself to take on the responsibility of protecting his family and his household. He put in his paperwork. His girlfriend did the same a few months later. They now shoot together, do drills, critique each other's technique. Boy, that's just nothing better than that. And he will never be unprepared again. Since then, I've been a strong advocate of 2A rights. I feel that now I'm the new face of gun ownership. At 29 years old, you are, okay?
Yes, you are.
We need you, and we need Teresa.
And your friends.
And he's, listen to this, he's a scientist at a pharmaceutical company, and he had zero exposure to firearms until he got his FID card, okay? He's not what most people think of as a typical gun owner. You drive a Prius or a Volt, by the way? I love you guys, love what you do, and I love your show. Maybe this is a little bit of a vain request, but I would truly love to share my story. We're going to have you on the show, okay? We are going to have your show. It's right now we've been focusing so much on elections. After November, we'll definitely have you on the show. But this leads into, I mean, I get 100 questions. There is no perfect scenario for protecting yourself for a home invasion, okay? Now, Dan, what you did was great. If you're fixing up that house, that bedroom should have a solid core door, as well as other bedrooms and bathrooms in a house. They should have strong deadbolts because you'll just, in essence, create a safe room. We've talked about this a million times. If you didn't have a gun, or if you do have a gun, a strong flashlight that's always being charged because you can blind the shit out of people, okay? Somebody's walking through your dark house 3 o'clock at night, and you hit him in the face with that flashlight. Dan, in a very old show I talked about, I was on the south side of Boston with my wife. We just left an Italian restaurant, and I was smoking a cigar. We were walking back to the Marriott Long Wharf Hotel, and this vagrant asked another couple for money, and they said no, and he got all in their face, and he turned and made eye contact with us, and he comes walking over, and with my weak hand I put in my pocket, I carry a Phoenix 120 lumen flashlight, and I said, "Go away," and I flashed a light in his face. You would have thought I sprayed acid in his eyes. He was so dramatic. And we just kept walking in a safe direction. Now, you know, if he had fell back and got hit by a car, well, tough shit. Right. And what are they going to charge me with? Hitting him with light?
With light.
You know, I don't know. But I always carry a flashlight. Anybody who wants to see it, it's a Phoenix, F-E-N-I-X. You can buy Streamlight, Surefire. There's plenty of other companies out there. This was just economical. It has a 1-2-3 battery in it. But I am so glad that Teresa is on board with you, okay? Because you have to be a Mr. and Mrs. Smith, yes. All right? It's hard. Now, why don't you guys have a dog yet? You didn't mention anything about a dog, but a dog is a good first line of security. But it's not for everybody. My dog was just sick, the vet and everything, you know, and I have to be home a certain time because it's worse than having kids because the dog's home alone.
Yeah, sure.
But you need to fortify your house more. You need to have signs that you have an alarm. You have to have good outside lighting. You survived 10 days of Sandy, so you should have a generator by now. You should have some food and water stocked away.
And they were lucky in that area that the police showed up.
I mean, Sayreville. 8 minutes is good.
8 minutes is great. You couldn't even get... Our 911 system was totally down for 2.5 weeks. In fact, I had to... It took me... It normally is about 4 miles from my house to the police department. One day when I tried to get there to tell them that the water was breaking down on our end of town, it took me 2.5 hours to get across all the barricades that they had. You imagine, even if you could get to 911,
it just never
would happen.
And we hear these stories all the time. So I am so glad that at 29 years old, I feel bad that you had, you know, to get the crap scared out of you and your wife.
But
just think what
thing.
Happened. Just think what happened. Okay? You're both aware and alert now. You're guaranteed Teresa locks that back door when she comes in, when she goes outside to get something now. She doesn't just leave it open when you give her shit about it, right? And the curtains should be drawn when you go to bed at night, and, you know, the house should be set up properly. If you have a driveway, Radio Shack, they sell a driveway chime. That if somebody pulls up, it chimes inside. I have one of those.
I do, too.
And that was a whopping $20. And I attached it to my mailbox pole. And anytime a car pulls in, because my block from 2 to 6, you can't park on the street. So for someone to rob my house, they have to pull into the driveway.
Right.
If they park in the street, cops going to come by and give them a ticket. Unless it's a stolen car, then we're going to know who robbed my house because they're going to have a ticket.
Right.
Okay, so I have a driveway chime. It goes off every couple of weeks. Somebody makes a key turn or something in the driveway. Right. Tough shit. The other thing is, I've said this before, if your dog barks 3 o'clock in the morning, don't say shut up.
Right.
Get quiet and go find out why he's barking.
Yeah.
Is it a raccoon? Is it a deer? Or is it a shit bag in your backyard?
Right.
Okay, you need to know that. But make sure your windows are locked downstairs. Make sure you have good deadbolts on your doors. Again, solid core doors with deadbolts. If you want to take it to the extreme, my bedroom door, I did like drug dealers do. My bedroom door is solid core and it swings out. Okay, it does not swing in. You are not pushing that door off its frame. You have a better shot going through the sheetrock. And if you try that, you're in for a surprise because two rooms in my house, I use the sheetrock with the fiberglass fibers running through it.
Nice.
Okay, you're not getting through my sheetrock.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I have a camera at the top of the stairs facing the hallway where my master bedroom is. And I'll be standing in my bedroom and I can watch on my computer, laptop, iPad, iPhone, or my picture in picture on my TV. I can see exactly where you're standing and I can shoot through my door and send you a gift.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden said that that was okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
As long
the VP.
Use a shotgun.
The VP. Did you see the picture of the VP the other day holding the confidential word thing in his hand?
That was great.
Oh, my God. What an idiot. But Dan S., let me tell you something. Your letter fired me up and inspired me again. How about having a keypad in your bedroom? mm-hmm. for your alarm system. You could have set the panic buttons off. You could have set the alarm off, which would have startled anybody if they were in around it. Doesn't cost that much for an alarm system. Always make sure you get a keypad in the master bedroom. If something goes off in the middle of the night, you can look at the keypad. You can see where the breach is. The keypad has two buttons you press together for police and fire, and it'll dispatch them out right then and there. And if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to bed, you realize you forgot to set the alarm. You don't have to walk all the way back downstairs to set it. Okay. You can just set it and go to sleep. Now, if you two guys don't have kids, I recommend sleeping with the bedroom door closed at night. Detective Mack talked about that many a times. Close the bedroom door and lock it. Why do police come in 4 o'clock in the morning when they exercise a warrant? Because by the time you're woken up out of that deep sleep, they're on top of you already. Okay? If Dan,
you know,
if you,
you talk about that all the
it's
time.
It's true,
and
Sandy.
I don't feel comfortable in my house sleeping with the bedroom. Now, we don't have kids, and to come up my stairs, you have to come through two fatal funnels. And I, in a sense, I just don't want to close that off. And I do have the same thing, the cameras and everything else.
I lock my door and I flip the deadbolt every night.
Every night.
I put a dog door in my bedroom door.
Really?
Yeah, we put, because my dog Winston's 46 pounds. We put a dog door that's sized appropriately for him.
Right.
And I lock the bedroom door and he comes in and out of the dog door.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so he can come and go as he pleases. But I sleep with the door closed because I learned that shit, man. By the time you wake up, they're on top of you.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, you're in a deep sleep, that rapid eye movement and everything.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
No.
I mean,
they're
seconds,
not getting
right?
me. Yeah, they're not getting me. Seconds. Literally, try it yourself. Go from your front door to your bed
and
see how many seconds it takes.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And Mac told you how many times. He says every time they breach somebody's house for a warrant, they were never awake.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Never awake. Right. And these are people that are wanted by the police. You think they're sleeping with one eye open, right?
Right. Exactly.
As soon as you fall into that deep sleep, by the time you're startled and awoken, somebody's knees are on your chest already.
Man.
Okay.
You don't even think about
no.
that.
No.
So what else you got coming up at Gunfire Academy?
Guess what? February Napping Seminar booked.
Done. You're
okay?
done.
Okay. The next Napping Seminar is May 9th. May
2014.
Listen to this. If you're not a member of ANJRPC, even an associate member for $40 a year, you better join because the holiday issue newsletter that comes out, the centerfold, includes a gift from Napping and I.
Great.
It's glue dotted in. It's a gift like you cannot believe that you're going to carry all the time. Okay?
Yes, I've got one.
So get your ANJRPC subscriptions. All right? The other thing is we have a ton of defensive pen classes on the schedule. For graduates of defensive pen, Carl Atenzia will be teaching knife classes also.
Oh,
we
wow.
have to vet those people out. We don't just teach anybody defensive knife. The next thing, Masad Ayoub will be here teaching Mag 20 in April. I will disclose that soon. Stop emailing me if you could leave a deposit. And when is it? Please. Okay? We have tons of ladies pistol classes every month. And our prepper classes are almost all sold out. If you want to come and learn how to survive the storm, James Hedham will teach you. And you get free gifts from our preppers. And guess what? F you, Berardi. We need a leader, not a tweeter.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. See you next week.
To the shine.